Hi everyone, welcome to Modern Day Stoic. In today's episode, I will provide you with a brief overview of Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. Firstly, Marcus Aurelius was a renowned Stoic philosopher and a Roman emperor that ruled from 161 to 180 AD. During his life, he also wrote one of the most prominent works of philosophical literature, called The Meditations. From my standpoint, here are the 10 best quotes from The Meditations. Quote, "Dwell on the beauty of life. Watch the stars and see yourself running with them." Due to the busyness and stress of the modern day world, we hardly have time to step back and reflect on the beauty of life. Whenever we feel stressed, anxious, or angry, we should review some scenery and contemplate the wonder of the universe. Quote, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." The Stoics strongly believed that you are not in control of external events, but the way you react to them. Therefore, emotions such as anger, envy, anxiety, and remorse only eat away at the soul. We should aid our souls by increasing feelings of joy, passion, and love. Quote, "Waste no time arguing what a good man should be. Be one." This quote is pretty straightforward. We should not flaunt about our superior virtuous character or complain about the personalities of subordinates. Instead, we should solely focus on improving our own morals to the best of our ability. Quote, "It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live." Many people get so focused on death that they never begin living the life they dreamed of. Instead of letting our energy be drained by the thoughts of death, we should spend our energy leading lives full of virtue and joy. Quote, "When another blames you or hates you, or people voice similar criticisms, go to their souls and penetrate inside and see what sort of people they are. You will realize that there is no need to be racked with anxiety that they should hold any particular opinion about you." Most of the time, insults and blames derive either from a pain from the soul or ignorance. Instead of insulting or blaming them back, we should pity them because they are experiencing emotional pain. Quote, "Do every act of your life as though it were the very last act of your life." Because of the busyness of everyday life, we hardly get to reflect on our mortality. Therefore, we should incorporate the awareness of our deaths with our approach to everyday actions and events. Quote, "If someone can prove me wrong and show me my mistake in any thought or action, I shall gladly change. I seek the truth, which never harmed anyone. The harm is to persist in one's own self-deception and ignorance." When we are given helpful criticism or advice, we shouldn't deny it or lie to ourselves to cope with our insecurity. Instead, we should utilize the criticism to improve. Without the ability to accept criticism and the evaluation from others, we are halting ourselves from improving. Quote, "Do what you will, even if you tear yourself apart, most people will continue doing the same things." People rarely change. Even if you present them with solid evidence, they will not improve their character. Therefore, we shouldn't get frustrated when a person doesn't utilize useful criticism or advice. Quote, "Yes, keep on degrading yourself, soul, but soon your chance at dignity will be gone. Everyone gets one life. Yours is almost used up, and instead of treating yourself with respect, you have entrusted your own happiness to the souls of others." Instead of trying to feed our egos by bragging to ourselves or others, we should spend time giving other souls positive experiences. Instead of becoming more egotistical, we should develop our altruistic tendencies for others. Quote, "It's time you realized that you have something in you more powerful and miraculous than the things that affect you and make you dance like a puppet. What's in my thoughts at this moment? Fear? Jealousy? Desire? Feelings like that? If your emotions control the way you act or behave, you become a puppet to those feelings. We need to take objective judgment by stepping away from those emotions and basing our decisions off of rational evidence." Thank you for listening today. If you would like to learn more about modern day Stoic, please visit any site that distributes podcasts such as Anchor or Spotify and search up Modern Day Stoic. If you like this podcast, please leave a review, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.